first of all, just tell me how you became involved with Click Sargent and what your experience of Malcolm Sargent House is.
Okay, so my involvement with Click Sargent started in 2010 when I was diagnosed with something called very severe aplastic anemia, which is basically bone marrow failure, and I had to have intensive chemo and a bone marrow transplant. And I had an amazing social worker called Jude, who supported me the whole way through and kind of put my life back together. And she told me about Malcolm Sargent House. And I was like, oh, that sounds really nice, but I don't know. And I was a bit nervous about going on a trip because I felt like I needed to be sheltered still and in a bubble world, because I was still receiving anti-rejection drugs, and so my immune system was shot to pieces. But then I got involved with the participation service at Click Sargent, and participation is basically a service where they listen to children and young people's views and use them to influence the work that they do and inspire where the charity goes in the future. And I got invited to go along for a trip with them, and I was like, oh, okay, right, yeah, that will be fine. And flew up to Scotland and was very, very nervous about being away and in a strange place. But I got to Malcolm Sargent House and it was amazing, really relaxed. All of the staff were really lovely, and had a really great time there, met lots of other young people who were experiencing the same sort of things as me, but it was really great.
So what is your view on the closure?
So I come at it from a slightly random angle in comparison to most of the people that I've been hearing about on Facebook, although it's not a view that's solely my own, it's a view that's shared by many other young people too. In the fact that we understand that the charity is struggling and that they can't be as reliant on certain donations like Legacy, because you've no idea whether that's going to come in or not, and it makes it more difficult to work out when the income's coming, and with press being with press changing the way that people view charities and support not being as steady and as there as it used to be, we understand that, you know, the charity are struggling and have to make tough decisions. And when it came to us being asked about it as a group with Young People's Reference Group, we were consulted and asked what we felt towards it. And of course, you know, there was very mixed opinions. We had a big talk about, you know, how important Malcolm Sargent House is, but then also how important all of the other services are that Click Sargent offer. So like their home away from home service, where you can stay in a house with family close to the hospital so that family can visit you when you're an inpatient, but also that there's somewhere for you to go if you've got a few days break in between treatment and restarting treatment. And their social support with their social workers. I mean, my social worker went over and above her job, and without her, I wouldn't have finished uni. I would never have been able to get to the place I am now. And my life would be completely different. I wouldn't be as mobile as I am. I wouldn't be as confident as I am. I wouldn't be half of the things that I am right now without that support. And so when we were talking about the idea of the closure, I was a bit like, oh, well, I really like what Malcolm Sargent House offered. However, I understand that at the moment, Click Sargent aren't able to support 3 out of 3 young people. they're only supporting 2 out of 3. And for me, I would much rather forgo a holiday to know that someone else is getting that one-to-one support with the social worker and being able to go back to education or employment or be able to find the benefits that they need to have a healthy life, to be pointed in the direction of other holiday services so that they can still go on that holiday, but they've got someone there to show them where to go and to kind of pick up the pieces that cancer leaves behind, because it's never an easy journey and it's not one that anyone would ever choose. But actually, when you're a child or a young person, it's a huge thing to happen in your life. And for me, I see the closure as being a benefit to those people that aren't currently getting a support in any way, shape or form. And I want them to be able to get that support in the future. I don't want people to still be missing out in 5 years' time. And I think that right now, if the charity continue as the way they are, they will never reach that 3 out of 3. So things have to change now to protect the long-term future of patients.
So kind of in a nutshell, although Malcolm Sargent House is a valuable asset, there are more valuable services that the charity offer that money could be going towards?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I think that I love Malcolm Sargent House to pieces, and it's a great place for families to get together, for young people to meet other young people. However, I think at diagnosis, you're not worrying about that holiday. You're worrying about when's your next paycheck coming in. You're worrying about how on earth you're going to pay your bills, your phone bill. And you're worrying about where your life is going to go now and what your future might look like, because cancer really changes your future. And it can destroy some people's futures. I mean, for me, I was going to go into teaching. That is not a possibility anymore. But because of Click Sargent's help and support, I was able to still finish my degree and still give myself some direction in my life.
What's your reaction to kind of the outpouring of support from the local community for Malcolm Sargent House? Do you think they understand enough about what other services Click offer?
I personally don't think that they know about what else is offered. And actually, just if Malcolm Sargent House were to close and that was the final decision, they don't understand at the moment that that doesn't mean that there aren't people in Ayrshire that aren't going to be getting support from Click Sargent. There aren't people in Ayrshire that need their fundraising and need their support right now, because cancer doesn't discriminate, and it doesn't matter where in the world you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be a newborn baby all the way through to 104 and you could get cancer. And for a child or a young person, that diagnosis is really difficult to deal with, because in my head when I was diagnosed, cancer only happened to people that were old and it didn't happen to people like me. So I automatically had this reaction of, why me? What on earth am I going to do? But Click Sargent helped me come to terms with my illness and understand it, understand what treatment looked like, even though the doctors were telling me. I wasn't understanding what the doctors were telling me because I was 20 and not really that with it to be paying attention to that news. So they talked to me like I was a young person and I understood what they were saying. And they spoke out for me when I needed it. So, for example, I spent 3.5 months in a cube room. The windows were bolted shut and I wasn't able to open my door. My social worker came and visited me and helped me come to terms with the fact that I was in this prison cell of isolation. And she asked me what I wanted and provided that for me. So she'd bring up games for me, She spoke to the staff when I was having a difficult time and it explained why I was having a difficult time so that I didn't have to. And she was a real advocate for me throughout the whole of my treatment and like speaking to my university so that I was able to go back. And I think that people don't understand that actually that is the service that is important to all. The holiday service at the moment isn't available for all young people or all children or all families. And it only supports a small minority of the whole service that Click Sergeant provides. And I think that for me, I would much rather a service that was tailored to the young person or the child, that made sense for that family, but was the same service offered everywhere, so everyone was getting that support.
Excellent.
Does that answer that question?
It does answer that question. I think that is all my questions. Is there anything else you want to add to that that you feel I need to know that we've not spoken about already?
I think that for me, in terms of fundraising, there is always ways in which people can continue to be involved. And just because Malcolm Sergeant House might not still be around, that doesn't mean that Click Sergeant don't need the support. And the reason that they've come to the difficult decision that it might need closing, it's only because they haven't had the support from everyone all across the country. There are so many charities out there fighting for the competition that actually people in Ayrshire and people across the whole of the UK should be supporting more rather than less, because we're in a difficult financial climate and we have been over the past 10 years and that has a massive impact onto the way in which charities can run and remain sustainable for the future. And so for me, I think this is a time where people need to support more rather than pulling away and supporting less.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because obviously for a lot of the people here, the sad reality is they've kind of come out and said, well, if Malcolm Sergeant House goes, we won't be supporting Click Sergeant anymore.
Yeah, and for me that's really sad, because they will support children and young people when they're there in front of them and obvious, but when we're more hidden, like we are in the rest of the country and the rest of the UK, and when that person isn't as obvious and you're not seeing them day to day, that doesn't mean they're not still there and they aren't still needing the support.
Absolutely.
And I just feel that for me, it's more than just Malcolm Sergeant House. The support that I've been given and the voice that I've been able to speak with today is only because of Click Sergeant. And without them, I would be lost and I would be broken. I wouldn't be looking for a future. I'd be looking for a way out. And I think that right now there are people in the whole of the country that are that person, and that haven't, for whatever reason, been able to be in touch with Click Sergeant, whether that's because they're in a abnormal place or gone to a local hospital and Click Sergeant haven't picked them up, or whether it's that, you know, there is a different reason. You know, there are people that are being missed right now, and that's not okay.